Chapter 16. The Relativity of the Concept of Time. After a brief silence, Beelzebub continued, "In order for you to have a more exact idea of the strange psyche of those three-brained beings who have taken your fancy and who breed on the planet Earth, and in general a better understanding of everything about this peculiar planet, in my opinion, it is very necessary for you to have an accurate conception of how they calculate time, and of how the being sensation in their presence of what is called the process of the flow of time has gradually changed and what it has become today. This must be made clear to you, because only then will you be able to represent to yourself and understand the events on that planet I have already spoken about, and those I shall tell you about later. First of all, you must know that in calculating time, the three-brained beings of that planet take the year as the basic unit, just as we do. And they define the duration of that year as the time it takes for their planet to make a certain movement in relation to another cosmic concentration, that is to say, the period during which their planet, in the process of falling and catching up, describes what is called a Quaternionian revolution around its sun. This corresponds to our reckoning of a year on the planet Caritas, based upon the period of time between those moments when the sun Samos and the sun Selos are nearest to each other. 100 of these years of theirs, the beings of the earth call a century. They divide the year into 12 parts, and each part they call a month. And they determine the duration of this month by the time it takes for the larger fragment separated from the earth, the one they now call moon, to complete, according to the cosmic laws of falling and catching up, its full Quaternionian revolution around their planet. It must be remarked that 12 Quaternionian revolutions of the moon do not correspond exactly to a single Quaternionian revolution of their planet around its sun. And they have, therefore, made a certain compromise in calculating these months of theirs so that the total corresponds more or less to reality. Further, they divide their month into 30 days, as they call them. And a day, they reckon, as that span of time during which their planet makes a complete rotation on its axis under the action of the same cosmic laws. Bear in mind, by the way, that they also use the word day to mean that trogo-auto-egocratic process we call katsavata, which periodically takes place in the atmosphere of their planet, as on all other planets, where the cosmic process called il nosparno is actualized. And when this occurs, they say it is daytime. As regards the opposite process, which we call kladisakti, they call it night and say it is dark. Thus, the three-brained beings breeding on the planet Earth call their longest unit of measure of time a century, and this century consists of 100 years. A year has 12 months, a month has an average of 30 days, and further, they divide their day into 24 hours, their hour into 60 minutes, and the minute in its turn into 60 seconds. But since you, my boy, do not yet have any idea of the exceptional peculiarities of time, you must first be told that genuine objective science defines this cosmic phenomenon thus. Time in itself does not exist. There is only the totality of the results issuing from all the cosmic phenomena present in a given place. Time in itself no being can understand by reason or perceive by any outer or inner being function. It cannot even be sensed by any gradation of the instinct present in every more or less independent cosmic concentration. It's possible to evaluate time only by comparing different cosmic phenomena occurring in the same place and under the same conditions in which time is being considered and observed. It should be noted that in the great universe, all phenomena without exception, wherever they arise and are manifest, are simply successive, lawful fragmentations of some whole phenomenon which has its prime arising on the most holy Sun Absolute. In consequence, all cosmic phenomena, wherever they proceed, have an objective significance. And these successive lawful fragmentations are actualized in every respect, even in the sense of their involution and evolution, according to the fundamental cosmic law, the sacred Heptaparaparshanah. Time alone has no objective significance, since it is not the result of the fragmentation of any definite cosmic phenomenon, issuing from nothing, but always blending with everything, while remaining self-sufficiently independent. Time alone in the whole of the universe can be named and extolled as the ideally unique subjective phenomenon. Thus, my boy, time, or as it is sometimes called, the heropas, is the only phenomenon that has no source of its arising, but like divine love, always flows independently and blends proportionately with all the phenomena present in all the arisings in any given place in our great universe. Again, I say you will only be able to understand clearly everything I have just told you when I specially explain to you, as I have already promised, all the aspects of the two fundamental laws of world creation and world existence. Meanwhile, simply remember this. Since time has no source of its arising, and its presence cannot be precisely established, as can be done for all other phenomena in every cosmic sphere, objective science in evaluating time takes the same standard unit that is used to determine exactly the density and quality of the vibrations of all cosmic substances present in every place and in every sphere of our great universe. And this standard unit for the evaluation of time has always been the moment of what is called sacred ego kulinatsarnian sensation, which appears in the holy cosmic individuals dwelling on the most holy Sun Absolute, whenever the vision of our uni-being endlessness is directed into space and directly touches their presence. This standard unit was established in objective science to make it possible to define and compare with precision the different degrees of subjective sensation of conscious individuals, as well as what are called the diverse tempos of the various objective phenomena which are manifested throughout the spheres of our great universe and which engender all cosmic arisings, both large and small. The chief particularity of the process of the flow of time consists in this, that it is perceived in the same way and in the same sequence by the presence of all cosmic formations of different scales. To give you at least some notion of what I've just been saying, let us take as an example the process of the flow of time in any drop of water in that decanter on the table. Each drop of water in that decanter is an independent world in itself, a world of microcosmoses. In that little world, just as in other cosmoses, there arise and exist relatively independent, infinitesimal individuals or beings. For the beings of that little world, time flows in the same sequence as that in which it is sensed by all individuals in all other cosmoses. These infinitesimal beings, like the beings of cosmoses of other scales, have the experience of a definite duration for each of their perceptions and manifestations, and, like other beings, sense the flow of time by comparing the duration of phenomena around them. Like the beings of other cosmoses, they are born, grow up, unite, and separate for what is called sexual results. They also fall ill and suffer, and ultimately, like everything existing in which objective reason has not become fixed, they are, as such, destroyed forever. The entire process of existence of these infinitesimal beings in their tiny world must have a proportionate duration, which, as in other worlds, ensues from all the surrounding phenomena manifested on that cosmic scale. For them also, a time of definite length is required for the process of their arising and formation, as well as for the various events in the course of their existence up to their final and complete destruction. In the whole course of existence of the beings in this drop of water, certain definite and successive, what are called periods of the flow of time, are also required. A definite time is needed for their joys and for their sorrows. In short, for every kind of indispensable being experiencing, down to what are called runs of bad luck, and even including periods of thirst for self-perfection. I repeat, among them, too, the process of the flow of time has its harmonious sequence, and this sequence ensues from the totality of all surrounding phenomena. In general, the duration of the process of the flow of time is perceived and sensed in the same way by all cosmic individuals and by all completely formed units endowed with instinct, the only difference being is due to the quality of their presence and of their state at any given moment. However, my boy, it must be pointed out that although for separate individuals existing in independent cosmic units, the definition of the flow of time is not objective in the full sense of the word, their experience acquires a sense of objectivity for them, since they perceive the flow of time according to the completeness of their own presence. The same drop of water we have taken as an example can serve to give you a clearer understanding of this thought of mine. Although, from the standpoint of universal objectivity, the period of the process of the flow of time in that drop of water is, for the whole of it, entirely subjective, yet, for the beings existing within the drop of water itself, this same period of the flow of time is perceived as objective. Clarify this idea. Those beings called hypochondriacs, who exist among the three brain beings of the planet Earth, can serve as another example. It often seems to these terrestrial hypochondriacs that time passes infinitely slowly, or as they would say, it drags on unbearably. in exactly the same way it may occasionally seem to some infinitesimal beings in that drop of water, assuming, of course, that there happen to be hypochondriacs among them. The time drags on unbearably. But in fact, according to the sensation of the duration of time of your terrestrial favorites, the whole existence of these microsomes lasts only a few of their minutes, and sometimes only a few of their seconds.